Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Yutes, Zvachim 19a, pagination is 37. We'll start from the two dots, which is six lines down. Tanan Hossam, we learned. Kohen Shalaka Be'etzba'o, a Kohen that has a wound on his hand, on his finger, literally. Korech Alecha Gemi Ba'mikdash Avalo Ba'medina. He can put a reed on it if he's working in the Beis HaMikdash, but he's not allowed to do such a thing in the general area, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. This is referring to something that happens on Shabbos. He wants to put a reed on it simply to cover it over, because it doesn't look respectful to have this open wound. On the other hand, the problem is that it was known that this reed caused some level of healing. And therefore, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a general restriction on doing acts of refuah, healing, unless it's a case of serious illness. But if it's a casual thing that a person's just getting all huffed up about, then there's a restriction about doing refuah. That restriction is rabbinic, and it did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. In the words of Rashi, "Bamikdash lo gozru mishum shavus," based on a major Talmudic principle, in the Beis HaMikdash, the rabbis did not make their restriction. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, he could wrap a reed around it. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's Shabbos, he's not allowed. V'im lahotzi mimen adam, and if his point is to squeeze it so that blood comes out, kan v'kan also, then in both places it's going to be forbidden on Shabbos, because squeezing blood out intentionally is a form of shchita. It's under that general category of causing blood to flow. And that's biblical. Biblical, not allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash either. Unless there's a specific mitzvah, such as shchita on Shabbos, the Karban Tabid, the Karban Hamusafim, a very direct mitzvah. But over here, there's no such need to wrap it with a reed in order to get blood to flow. It's going to be prohibited. Asks the Gemara about seven lines down, V'tepukle mishum chatzitza. Why aren't we concerned about wrapping this reed in the Beis HaMikdash? He's going to do the avoda with that. It's a chatzitza. It's a separation between his hand and the act of service that he's doing. And the Gemara says, Bismol. One possibility is that this wound is on his left hand, which is not used for avoda. We do the avoda with the right hand. Inami shelo b'makam avoda, or perhaps it's not in the place of the avoda. Rashi says, al gav hayad, which literally means on the back of the hand or the back of the finger, which might not be such a direct answer regarding the case of Gemi, which sounds like it's being wound around. But certainly if it was a different type of bandage, and the bandage is on the opposite side of the hand, so it's not a chatzitza in his act of service. Also, the Gemara says, Shelo b'makom begadim. It has to be that this wound that's being covered is not in the place where garments are supposed to come in contact with the flesh, because as we mentioned in the last session, Rashi, the bottom of Yudches Amud Aleph, there's a rule, Yilbash Al Besoro, supposed to be wearing the clothing on the flesh without any separation. So we have a little room, options to appreciate what this distinction was, that in the Beis HaMikdash you'd be allowed to do this type of bandage, but outside the Beis HaMikdash you would not be allowed. In the Beis HaMikdash, you do have the leniency of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, that you don't have to worry about Refuah B'Shabbos, but you have other concerns regarding Chatzitza, and those things can be taken care of if we understand the case to be in a way that does not infringe on his contact with his right hand with the Avoda, and doesn't infringe on the way he's wearing the priestly garments. Let's skip down to a quite interesting question. Six lines into the wide, at the end of the line, Bo'i Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira asked the following question. Tefillin mahu sheyichotsu. Are tefillin a chatzitza? And right away, we have to be thinking that there's tefillin on the arm and there's tefillin on the head. The tefillin on the arm is kind of hard to understand why it wouldn't be a chatzitza. It's really, there's straps here. It's a lot more than just a bandage, which is separating. On the other hand, of course, it's a mitzvah to do it. Maybe he's supposed to wear tefillin while he does the avoda. The head one, we'll have to discuss. What does he wear on the head? Is it separating? Now, one thing, just to appreciate the question, that we have to mention is that in olden times, and the real mitzvah of tefillin is to wear tefillin much of the day. And there are and have been great Jews, even in more recent times, who do indeed wear tefillin much of the day. The common practice is that we're not able to maintain the physical and spiritual purity for so much of the day, and therefore our basic effort is to wear them for shachris, for the morning prayers, and that's it. But fundamentally, the tefillin would be worn during the day. So the basic question is not like a far-out question, are you allowed to wear tefillin while you do the avoda if you're a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash? It's actually a very normal question, because normally he very well might be wearing tefillin a whole day. Does he have to take them off because he has to do the avoda? It's always important to know, when you ask a question, if you're asking a far-out question or a very normal question. The rule which the Gemara gives, at least at first, which is seven lines up from the bottom, is tefillin chotzatzos. Tefillin are a chatzitza. You'll look, after a little bit of discussion, three lines up from the bottom, v'hatanya, we learned, imenichan einan chotzatzos. They're not a chatzitza. It's not considered a separation. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha, it's not a question, hadiyad, hadirosh. It depends if you're talking about the arm one or the head one. The arm one is clearly a chatzitza, we're understanding, and the head one is not a chatzitza. May shino diyad, echsiv, yobash al besaro. The arm one, it says, by the big day kuhuna, that they have to be worn on the flesh, so the arm one should definitely be a chatzitza. That I understand. There should be no separation. Sometimes it's nefes al rosho. The hat which he wore should also be coming in contact with his head. And the Gemara answers that there's a logistical difference. Tana sa'aro hayanira bein tzitz lametz nefes. His hair was showing between the tzitz, which is by the forehead, and the mitznefes, which is on his head. There's some hair there in between that's noticeable. Sheshamaniach tefillin. Over there he was able to put on tefillin. And apparently the tefillin and the straps were able to be put on in a way that the hat would still be able to come upon his head and stay there. That's the way it was. The sizing was such that he was able to wear the head tefillin. What emerges is quite remarkable, that the Kohen was wearing the head tefillin, because that's not a chatzitza. We got it all worked out with the hat, how it worked. But he would not be wearing the arm tefillin, because that's a chatzitza. This is very different than the way we are accustomed to thinking about tefillin. The pasuk says, for example, "Vahayu litotafos," they shall be as tefillin. So we understand that as long as you're wearing the head tefillin, you're supposed to also be wearing the arm. And we're very careful to put the arm on first and then the head, and take off the head and then the arm. Whenever you're wearing the head tefillin, you're wearing the arm tefillin. Unless a person has a mitigating circumstance, he has a wound on his arm, chas v'shalom, or something, he can't do that. So it's two independent mitzvahs, and he would wear the one on the head. You have nowadays, sometimes a person in the hospital is hooked up with all kinds of IV lines, and they went into the weaker arm, which is his tefillin arm, and it could be that he's not able to put on the tefillin, but he's still going to put on the head tefillin. But that's unusual. Normally, we're very careful, arm tefillin, then head tefillin, to the point that it's brought up that if you take out the head tefillin accidentally from the bag first, which we're very careful to situate, it shouldn't happen like that. We put the head tefillin towards the back, whatever. But let's say you did, you would take that head tefillin and kind of make it disappear, put it underneath a talus or something, and then do the arm tefillin, because it's supposed to be arm and then head. V'hayu litotafos, when you're wearing the shalrosh, it should be plural. Nevertheless, this is a case of mitigating circumstances, and you would have a Kohen wearing the head tefillin without the arm tefillin, but he has a very solid reason, because the arm tefillin is a chatzitza, whereas the head one is not. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.